am not representing council. I am here in my capacity as the mayor of College Station, speaking only on my own behalf. Citizens for Welborn initiated a recall petition this morning, and I'd like to address that. Recall is a legitimate right of our citizens that's granted in our city charter to remove elected officials from office. No one in this recall petition has abused their office, committed a criminal act, or is derelict in carrying out the duties of that office as prescribed by our city charter. Recall goes away if the annexation option is removed. This is nothing short of blackmail. It is a spiteful and irresponsible action. If successful, it could effectively cause the city to shut down. It would significantly jeopardize our search for a new city manager and city attorney. The possible annexation of Welborn affects less than 700 acres and less than 225 people. The process of annexation was started to answer questions that the council had. And we need to have the answers of those questions to make a decision. Exactly what are we talking about? What is the area that that we're talking about? We need to do a survey to find out by meets and bounds exactly what that area would be. What would it cost? We have no idea until we do a survey of the needed services. And what do we need to provide for that area? How many citizens in the affected area will sign non-annexation agreements? Those are questions that we need to have answered, and the only way we can answer those questions and have staff look at them is to do what the council has said, to start the process of annexation. There will be two public meetings, at least. It will be before P&Z. There will be public meetings there. A decision is a long way away. As a candidate, I said the citizens of Welborn have a voice that needs to be heard. To that end, I have had 5 meetings with them. 2 included our entire council. We have listened and we have learned. At that first meeting, I said we need to be able to discuss a situation where nothing is on the table, nothing is removed from the table, so that we could come up with a win-win situation. When I got back to City Hall, I was told by our city attorney that morning, the Citizens for Welborn and the petitioners had filed a lawsuit against the city. Hardly an atmosphere for compromise. The Citizens for Welborn have never been, nor are they now, willing to compromise. They only want to vote on incorporation. To that end, they have name-called and made personal attacks on City of College Station staff. Our exceptional staff is paid by the City of College Station to provide their best advice to our council and our citizens. Our staff has acted professionally and responsibly. The inquiry into whether to annex less than 700 acres and less than 225 people will continue. I have a couple of other things I'd like to tell you about that I have learned, and that is we are guided by the recall provisions of our city charter, but state law dictates that we would hold any recall election in conjunction with the nearest uniform election date. That means the separate recall election that Citizens for Welborn is seeking would not be held at any point prior to the May council elections. It would be held at the same time, again, as state law requires. A successful recall election would require an additional election to be held, costing the city probably between $30,000 and $40,000. The City of College Station, this mayor, is committed to doing what is in the best interests for the citizens of College Station who have elected me. The question is, why do we want to pursue this? I was elected to see how we can manage our future growth. I was at a regional planning organization meeting yesterday. Our population in the tri-area between Houston, Dallas, and Austin is going to increase threefold in the next 40 years. How are we going to manage an influx of 20 million people in our area? The answer is we have to manage our growth. Letting Citizens for Welburn incorporate impedes that growth, and it impedes our ability to manage that growth. I will be happy to take any questions from the media. Please feel free to ask.
On the special election, if you're quoting state law, it's going to be in May, and Welburn's maintaining it's going to be possibly in March.
I am not an attorney, nor am I a municipal attorney, and this is this information that I just gave was from our city attorney in researching this. So that is state law, and state law supersedes our city charter. So it appears to me that the petitioners would have to wait till May to have a recall election if they're successful in getting the appropriate number of signatures in the 30-day period.
Paraphrasing what you mentioned about annexation, the annexation vote by the council is a start to answer questions.
Correct.
There's no other way to answer the questions but to pass a motion.
That is correct, because we can't ask people door-to-door by certified letter if they would like to opt out of annexation if it should happen. And they have that option. And if they are opting out, that figures into what our service plan is. Because if they're opting out of annexation, then we're not providing them services. So how do we know how much it's going to cost when we don't know how many people are participating? It's sort of a chicken-egg kind of thing. You have to know what the whole chicken and the eggs are together. It's not one or the other. So the only way we can find out that information is to go forward with the process. I will say that there have been other attempts. Attempts is the wrong word. But there have been other processes where the annexation process has started, and the council has, after receiving that information, has opted not to continue with the annexation. But you don't know that until you get the answers to the question. And the only way to get those questions answered is to start the process.
Have you heard about the possibility for the recall election before the announcement was made yesterday?
No, I had not.
So your initial reaction was?
Recall is a legitimate way to remove elected officials from office as defined by our city charter.
The announcement at the beginning that you're speaking on your own behalf. Have you had the opportunity to speak to other council members?
I have not. I have not spoken to any council member. The last time we talked about Welburn was at that November council meeting when we did that. That's the last time I had a conversation with any council members about Welburn, and I have not seen or spoken to any council member this week, but certainly not since learning about this yesterday afternoon.
In the 8 months or so that I've been around here, Welburn's been on the city council radar virtually the entire time. We've heard from the council, we've heard from the Welburn supporters. What have you heard individually from other constituents in College Station?
I've heard a number of things, and most of it is just do it. Do it and move on. The city spending too much time on this. That has been the general consensus of the individuals I've spoken to that are knowledgeable about the issue. And I haven't had. I don't want to say that. I've spoken to 100 people about that, because that's just not the case. I mean, it's just a few people that are well informed and have mentioned it to me at a board meeting or two.
Because I wonder, based on that observation, whether you have any sort of feeling whether there's enough registered voters at College Station to sign a recall petition.
That would be a guess I wouldn't want to make. I mean, I have no idea. We'll just have to wait the 30 days and find out.
You mentioned that the possibility of this recall election, if successful, could be damaging for your search for a city manager and a city attorney. Could you maybe expand on that a little bit?
Well, we have started the process of looking for replacement for Mr. Brown, who's retiring, and Mr. Cargill, who resigned. And the council has said that we wanted to find a city manager first and then look for a city attorney. But, you know, candidates read blogs, they read the newspaper, they watch TV, they check out Twitter pages and Facebook and MySpace and any other type of media to get information on a future job. And I think a candidate would look seriously about, do I want to be interviewed by five people who are being recalled? And, you know, what's the other five people that are going to be there that I'm basically reporting to? People like to know who they're going to report to. And if there is a whim on the part of the citizenry that if they don't like a vote, and this wasn't a decision to do anything, this was a decision to start a process. If the whim of the voters can be like that, you know, is that a position I'm interested in? I don't know. I'm not a city manager, but I think it could affect that. And I think if five council members are removed, you can't do city business.
You going to be doing any campaigning?
No, sir. I'll be available to answer anybody's questions at any time. But I hope our citizens will look at the totality of the council and what it does and make their decision accordingly.
Do you know if the city plans to spend any money trying to educate residents about the situation at hand while this process goes on?
I would hope not. This is not an appropriate expenditure of funds. I would be against it. I can't speak for anybody else, but I would hope that the city wouldn't spend a nickel on this. I mean, the recall petition is for five individuals. It's so each petitioner is trying to find enough signatures for each council member, and each council member was elected separately. So the number of signatures necessary, I believe, is 40% of what was held in that election, so it's a different number for each person. So I would be against it, the city spending any money to do anything about that. I think it's incumbent upon the petitioners to do what they can to move forward if that's what they choose to do at their own expense.
How does it affect your psyche as you go about?
It doesn't. It doesn't. I think I was elected to do what's in the best interest of the citizens of College Station, and I've been working very hard to do that. You know, the city has a lot of important business to do, and this is has been somewhat of a distraction, and I think we need to get focused on what it is the city needs to do. We have a lot of opportunities in the city. We have a fabulous city. We have a fantastic city staff, and just phenomenal city staff with great expertise and professionalism amongst them. And we have to manage our growth that's coming. And it's not only coming out southwest, it's coming south. We have a lot of opportunities in our medical corridor, the biomedical corridor. There's a lot of great things that are happening in College Station, and I think we need to be focused on those. I think if you asked the citizens of Bryan that were on the council 75 years ago when they said, oh, should we let College Station incorporate? I think if they had the crystal ball 75 years down the road, they probably would have said no. Just guessing, I wasn't there. And I don't think anybody here in the room was.
So it's a matter of taking a lesson learned from 75 years ago?
It's certainly something to be considered, and part of that we will look at as we go forward with the process. I have no idea how the process is going to unfold. As I said, we're in the process now of gathering that information, and we'll have public hearings, we'll have presentations to the Planning and Zoning Commission, we'll have presentations by our staff once they glean that information that this research shows. And only then will the council make a final decision after they've had all that input. And I have no idea how that's going to turn out. because I don't know what the research is going to show. That's why we do it.
Which I guess is the Jeopardy answer to the question, this is not going to stop the process.
That's correct. Yeah, the process will continue. Absolutely. Anybody else?
I'd sure like to ask a question, but I'm not a member of the media.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, you bet.
I've asked Nancy after the fifth meeting that she had with representatives of the Wellburn community. I asked her one question. I asked her, in any of these five meetings, has anybody from Wellburn ever been interested in a discussion of what's in the best interest of College Station? Has that topic ever come up? Have they ever mentioned that? Have they ever been willing to discuss that?
The answer is no.
And the answer is no. And I just think that point needs to be made by, I am a citizen of College Station.